Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're glad you're with us tonight. We want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every Thursday. And don't forget, you can hear our rebroadcast on Friday nights at LA Talk Radio. So we have big, big news, long awaited for publication of Dr. Allen's book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And you can find that on Amazon.com. So look for it under that title, It's a Man's World and It's a Woman's Universe. And if you're interested in the Kindle version, you can find that at BarnesandNoble.com. Sue, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, the book, it is available. I don't know how they do shipping out of the country. That's why if you order it on Barnes & Noble, you can get it downloaded in a, you know, a Kindle version. You might save on the shipping.
Plus, you get it immediately.
Yeah, that's true. So that's the two options I've seen so far, because that's the company. Okay, we've got a...
And I've read it, and I love it.
Okay. seminars. We have the upcoming LA Relationship Seminar, Monday, April 3rd. If there's people in the area, it's at the Courtyard Marriott. Or we have Wednesday in Newport Beach, April 5th. You can check the address and just verify on our website, drpatallen.com. It will guide you to the address and location and times. And we have some classes coming up. We have the Life Script class, Dream classes, Getting to I Do classes, and we have a couples class coming up. All the dates are available on drpatallen.com, or you can go directly to wantistore.com. These classes are limited to 6 people in each class. They are in the Newport Beach office. We cannot have these classes available online because of the confidentiality and it's personalized to each person in the class. So unfortunately, these classes are limited to people in the area. If you want a life script reading and you live out of the Southern California area, Dr. Allen can do a personal life script reading, and you can get information by contacting me at info@drpatallen.com. That's it for all I have to advertise.
Great. That's awesome. Those classes should be really exciting. They're small, intimate, which means you're going to get a lot of information, a lot of bang for your buck.
Oh, and just one more thing. A lot of people that don't get their questions answered here, Pat does telephone appointments. You can book 15-minute increments, half-hour increments, or an hour increment. You can contact me at info@drpatallen.com. That would be info@drpatallen. If you want a specific question answered and you can't get through on the radio.
Perfect. Dr. Allen.
Yes.
You're on the air.
I know, I'm waiting. I want to answer questions.
Awesome. So listen, we're really excited about the book, and we know you are.
I am extraordinary. I've been writing on this book for over 50 years. It's put together. It's my life gold. It's a summation of all that I refer to, and it's so accurate. It's so well done.
Well, we're really proud and really pleased that it's out. I know a lot of people have been waiting for it, and there's been a lot of inquiries. So just want to make sure everybody knows.
Let's give Kelly a big hand. She did a lot of the editing, the final editing and correction. So
yes,
a big hoop hurrah.
Thank you.
And her friend, she had somebody get the front picture, which is, if you look at it, you'll have to decide what it looks like.
Yes, Fran Estevio Comstock, a new and upstart artist.
Oh, I think we have another call.
We've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Oh, I'm involved in a long distance kind of relationship, and
there's goods and bads to that.
Oh, definitely. The thing is that I've only actually met him in person one time, and it's now going on, I think in May, it will be 1 year that we first
are in contact with each other. Are you having an emotional relationship?
Well, that's the problem.
Did you have sex when you met him?
No.
Did you
touch?
Did you cuddle? Were you chemically attracted?
Oh, yeah. There was a chemical attraction.
Okay. That's all I care about. Okay. Chemistry can keep you together when you don't like each other.
Okay.
Relationships ebb and flow. Do you know what's good about a long-distance relationship? Too much togetherness dulls chemistry.
Well, the problem for me is that we've only met once, and
I understand that.
He begged me the whole time, please don't give up on us, you know, but yet it's been almost a year now, and
what is it you want, or more importantly, what is it you don't want? I don't want to be in a relationship with him unless I see him once a month. What is it?
I want a relationship where
No. What is it you don't want about him? Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
I don't want to only have a relationship that's based on text messages or chatting and where we never actually get to physically be with each other.
Well, does he have enough money to flow back and forth? Do you... Can you alternate?
Right now, it's not possible because he works all the time and he got transferred to a country where I can't even go in there.
Well, I got news for you. He begged you not to give up on him. Are you duty dating other men before 4 o'clock?
I was dating other men when I actually traveled. Because I left the United States and I went to Dubai, but he got transferred to another country just 2 weeks before.
I understand that. I'm talking about men who you date and you tell them, I'm in a committed relationship that is inconvenient right now, but we're both aiming towards convenience. So if you're interested in me, I'd love to duty date. They won't know what that means. That means that I'm not building anything with you, but if you'd like to exchange, you know, affection of light sorts, a meal, a movie, you see, you may be getting stroke starved.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, then why don't you go get some strokes that are not intercourse, no oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse?
Well, I guess my other question is
wait a minute, we didn't finish this one.
Okay.
Are you willing to do what your boyfriend is asking you to do, to not give up on and to date other people affectionately while you're waiting for him and give him? When is the year up?
It's going to be in May, next month.
Okay. So you've given him a year. Do you want to give him another? Do you want to go month to month?
Ooh.
Are you interested in doing April and May?
Yeah, because I don't think I could really end things right now because I may have an opportunity to go in May to be closer to him.
Therefore,
I may actually have an opportunity.
Reality is telling you and me and Kelly that this is not going to end before the end of May, and you are going to date men that know you're in a relationship, and you're going to wait to see till June 1st whether this is going to have any visit capacity in May, right?
Okay.
Will you lighten up? Are you willing to give it till June 1st?
Yeah.
You don't sound like it.
Well, I guess my frustration is that
I got news for you. You want to gossip about your frustration, and you're talking to a therapist that's trying to show you that the man has begged you to not give up on him. You even have a possible meeting time in May, and you're thinking of dumping him at the 1st of April. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Well, the reason why is because I'm the only one that's making an effort here, it seems.
You're the one that's
what? I have to go see him. I'm the only one that's making the effort.
Okay, like, we're done. You don't want him. That's it. You called me to find out what I was going to say, right?
Yeah.
I believe in giving a relationship every chance I can get it.
Okay.
You said when you started, I want to be with him more. Okay. Who cares? Who cares? On your 13th anniversary, you'll tell the story about you went to visit him. So what?
Well, I thought that you would think that that's too masculine. Like, I'm chasing
him. I got news for you. I heard a man begging you not to give up on him. That impressed me. What country is he living in?
Saudi Arabia.
I think he may not have all the flexibility that he has in America.
That's true.
And maybe you, as an American, have more flexibility than he does.
Yeah, that is true.
Now, are you on welfare, maybe?
No.
Do you have a plane ticket?
Not yet. I'm hoping I can get one.
Could you get one?
Probably.
Now, listen to what I'm about to say. I believe in staying till the last minute to make darn sure you didn't sabotage.
Okay.
You're attracted to him chemically. You're following this me so diligently that you're evaluating whether it's masculine or feminine when it has a lot of details that are not just predictable. You have a possible date in May, and I'm totally happy with you dumping him in June.
Okay.
But I'm not going to help you be negative now. You still have too much hope.
Okay.
Stay till the last minute.
Well, the other
he or she who leaves early repeats mess. He or she who stays till the last moment when you get it. I did everything I could for this relationship. Then you qualify for a better deal next time.
Okay.
All right?
All right. So can I ask one more question?
What?
Well, we're not really communicating very much. It's mostly just chatting right now, and
what is there to talk about when you can't see each other?
I don't know.
He's begging you not to terminate him. That's the biggest thing a man can say. Don't give up on me. That's huge.
But in the meantime, he's not like wanting to talk to me and.
There's nothing to say. You're better off dating somebody else for lunch.
Yeah.
See, what you want is you want him to do it your way. That's masculine.
Well,
I want you to give him till June 1st to demonstrate arranging the visit with, for you and making you aware that he wants you because he's already begged you. You have the right to dump him, but why call me when you want to dump him? I'm going to try to help you stay together.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to try to duty date.
There's no trying, just do it. Flirt with men until they ask you out for lunch. Don't see them after 4 p.m. It gets too romantic.
Oh, that's why you said before 4 p.m.
Yeah, lunch, TGIF, cocktail hour, breakfast, nothing after 4.
Okay, I can do
all
that.
All right?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. That reminds me of that Thomas Rhett song.
The who?
A country music star, Thomas Rhett.
What does it remind you of?
He says, oh, we got a caller on. Hi, okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
So I have a question based on a caller's question from last week. And
what?
She said that...
I'm having trouble. What am I...
Here's what she said. She has a question based on a caller's question from last week.
Oh, what is it?
She said that she wanted to know why her boyfriend hadn't told her, I love you, yet. And you said that it was a two-part question or equation that requires also for him to say, I want to marry you or something like that. So my question is a different slant on that. And so about 5 years ago, I had casual sex with someone I had dated many times, someone I'd known for years. And I wanted to do that just because the chemistry was amazing. But while we were having sex, he says, tell me you love me. And that really caught me off guard. So my question is, does that mean anything or was he just messing with my head?
No, I think a man who asks you to say, I love you, is stroke starved and wants a stroke. So he asked you for a stroke. Love means you accept him.
Okay. Okay. That's all I wanted. I was just curious. I didn't understand why he did that because we didn't really date very often.
He wanted a stroke.
Got it. Thank you.
And remember what love means. You know, people come to my office and they say, we love each other, we love each other. You're supposed to love Saddam Hussein and Hitler. Do you like each other? No, we don't like each other. It's the more important question in my world is, do you like him? Like is approval. Love is accept. When you love someone, you unconditionally accept their right to be who they are. That doesn't mean you can't reject them. But when you like someone, you're approving of them.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
Welcome.
Bye.
So what was it you were saying, Kelly?
Oh, I was saying the country music boy, Thomas Rhett, he's got a song called Crash and Burn. And the caller before last, her scenario totally reminded me of...
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, first I wanted to congratulate you on your book. I just ordered it. I'm so excited to read it.
Oh, please. I approve of it.
Hey, and listen, yes. When you're done reading it, make sure you go back and you give us a review for that book.
Oh, I will.
Awesome. I will. Yes. Thank you.
Well, of course. So
now, what can I do for you?
Yes. So here's my question. This gentleman has been dating me for, I think, now 2 months. And
I love
when
it.
I called,
all the girls that say that I adore you.
You trained us well.
I'm glad.
So last, I called you guys last Thursday as well, and I was the one who said I'm almost like missing the pain of
norepinephrine addiction. Yeah.
This is Seattle, also known as chicken soup.
Chicken soup, yeah. The chicken soup that's been dating me. So I got some pain, which is not good for me. But this is what happened. So he confessed to me that he'd been caught driving while under influence several times.
Oh, that'll cost him $10,000.
Oh, it's cost him so much money already. But the worst part, that's not the worst part. The worst part is, I think he's been in jail. He's been to jail for 2 months already. And he's been in and out of court for the last year and a half. And this summer, sometime I think he said July or June, he will know for sure if and for how long how much time he still needs to do, which he has a great lawyer that gets everyone off, but he said it still may be up to 6 months.
So?
I don't know.
Are you in a committed relationship with him?
No.
So you're dating other people?
I go on dates with other men, yes. He's the one that I see the most, but
are you dating other people?
Yes.
Three people, him and two others.
No, I'm trying to fill the other two spots. I went on dates, set up dates, but they didn't work out. So now I just flirt and hoping to fill two other spots.
Okay, so are you giving him 6 months to see how his judicial system works?
I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I feel safe exploring this whole situation with him if he goes away for so long.
I got news for you. Take it month to month.
Month to month, okay.
Are you willing to finish March? That's one day.
Yes. Yes.
Are you willing to consider being interested in him for the month of April?
Yes.
Okay, but you can terminate him anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Do you think?
What?
Well, I was thinking that if you get caught, several times driving drunk, that may be an alcohol issue as well.
Alcoholism is when you drink alcohol and get into trouble. So he's proven to be an alcoholic, and maybe you don't want to marry him till he's sober a year.
Oh, well. I've been out with him. He, drinks.
No, that's
like
dating. That's courtship. That's not married.
Okay.
I'm talking about signing legal documents and having babies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have chemistry for him?
I think so. Well, I still, you know what? I'm not sure. I don't know. I like him. I like being around him.
All right. Your body likes him.
I think so. I mean, I've had stronger chemistry with other people before, so I'm not, that's another thing. I'm not sure. Like I said before, I don't know if I'm,
What makes him 51% desirable? What is it?
He's very generous. He's very masculine. He's kind. He's good looking.
Compatible? Does his life fit your life? Now, that's considering that he gets this drinking thing under handle.
Mm-hmm. I would say yes. I think we have very comparable lifestyles and what we want and how we, spend time and what we enjoy. I think so, yes.
Good.
Let me ask one question then, caller.
What's your question?
Is it possible, since we know you have an issue of being a pain addict, that you may not feel like you have as much chemistry with him because he isn't inflicting pain?
I think so. That would be a good question for Pat Allen. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Is he too nice for you?
No, I don't think so. I think he's okay. He's not, there are people that are just, sugary, sweet, nicey. He's not that at all. He's just a very normal man. And
he's going through his Fisher King wound is what he's doing. He's acting out, having his little bingy temper tantrums, and he's hopefully going to clean it up. But I guarantee you that from where you're at, you're ifing back and forth. How about you go month to month and say, I'll think of him as my number one man for the month of April unless I find his replacement.
Okay.
And is there any possibility, Dr. Allen, that he might be testing her with this to see if she will cut and run because he might?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked her if she's chemically. Her body likes him, even when her brain says he's an iffy deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe you've got to stay till you're apathetic and empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
She's not apathetic. She still cares about him, and he still feels 51% valuable to her. So I say go on a month-to-month lease option.
That sounds so horrible.
It's not horrible. It's called marketing.
Okay.
Marriage is marketing.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true. I don't think he realizes that I go out on dates with other men.
I don't think I care.
Okay.
I think you're not married, and I think that you're doing what's... Look, if God wants to send you a replacement, make sure you're paying attention.
Okay.
If he hasn't asked you to be exclusive, we can only assume that he would realize you would be dating others.
Wait a minute. I don't want her to have sex with other people.
No. I mean the gentleman. She said she hadn't told him that she was dating other people.
I don't want her to tell him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't asked her to be exclusive, Dr. Allen, then it's assumed we're still dating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't ask her if she's dating, we don't tell him we're dating.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Oh, here's another thing that he's been, well, I don't know if he does it on purpose, but he has a few female friends, and I think they like him, and they're very unhappy about me.
So do they go to jail to visit him?
Oh, no, he's not in jail yet. He's free.
Oh, he's not in jail.
Oh, no. He went to jail for 2 months, I believe, last year.
Okay, so now he's not in jail.
Decision. No.
And you believe you're his number one woman?
Yes, I think so.
Your gut tells you that?
Yes. I think he's
all right.
For me.
But I want you to understand he hasn't really cleaned up his act enough to marry him. And you are feeling wobbly. So my recommendation is month-to-month lease option.
Okay. And would it be okay at this point to bring up the alcohol issue? Like, let's say if I use your tools and I say, hey, I got to tell you something. What will it be? I have something I want to share. When will it be convenient
People talked of marriage?
No. Well, he definitely interviewed me. He asks me if I would like kids.
Have you had sex with him? Have you had intercourse with him?
Oh, I slipped last week. Yes, before you told me about the jail thing.
You've had intercourse with him. Your body married him.
Oh, fuck.
Got that?
I don't feel married, though.
I know you don't feel married because what you did was just a mercy deal. And I don't want you to do that because if your body bonds to him and he's not right for you, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yes, I've been through that, yes.
So how about no more intercourse? And if he says why, tell him, because I'm afraid that you're an alcoholic.
Okay.
And see what he says about stopping that mess.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to tell him to say, look, I'm a little worried about this because it is a big issue and I'm perfectly fine. Like, I can just stop drinking altogether and I'm perfectly fine. Like, I'm a social drinker. I have maybe two.
You're saying to him is, I'm not going to have sex with you, intercourse, unless I'm comfortable that you're not practicing alcoholism.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right.
Okay.
Will do.
Go yes. for it.
Thank you so much. Thank
Welcome.
You so much.
Shirley.
Good luck, caller.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Yeah, so that's what's going on. It just reminded me of a song lyric. So, oh, we've got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Push the button, whatever it is.
That's it. I don't know if they couldn't hear us or something, but we certainly couldn't hear you, caller. Okay, it looks like we have another call coming in.
Hello.
Hmm.
What do they need to do to get on the air?
Oh, they have to be patient and wait their turn. Okay. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? And
is he calling them back again? Do they need to call back?
I don't know. It sounds like they're just not answering. He added them, but they're just sitting there. So, huh. All right. And we have another one coming. We get a lot of calls, so maybe they just get a little impatient. Let's see what we've got going on here. All right.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi. Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Dr. Pat. I need some direction.
Oh, okay.
Please. I am the same caller that called a few weeks ago.
About what?
Someone died December 23, and I did follow your direction. I date people completely different than the person I was dating, and he passed away. And now I have a little problem with something, and I need help. Okay, a wonderful man, he's sitting in front of me, dating me, but I have a little problem, and I have a little insecurity, because he proposed to me, right, and this is what I really want, but the chemistry that I feel is not the biggest thing.
So how long have you known him? How long have you known him?
How long we've been? How long we've been?
Is he there?
Yes, he's right here.
Okay, right, good. So how long have you known him?
3 months. Yeah. 3 months, Pat.
3 months. So you've finished the perfect period. Now you're entering the second period, which is imperfect.
Okay.
Caller, are you not physically attracted to him?
No, as wish to.
What do you mean you wish to? Do you like to hug him? Do you like to give him a kiss?
Yes, I feel good about that.
Then what is it you don't like?
I have one of my insecurities is he's 18 years older than me.
He's what?
17 years older.
What's that got to do with life? How many times he went around the sun? Do you and he have chemistry for each other?
Yes.
I don't know.
That means no. Sir. Does she have chemistry for you? Do you feel the chemistry?
No.
No? Or did you say no?
Yes.
Okay. Then why are you with her if she's not chemically attracted to you? Men marry, they mate for chemistry. Women mate for security.
That she wasn't attracted to me.
Dr. Pat.
She was?
She was attracted to me and does care for me and does love me.
I do care for him because he's a very nice man.
Well, what's the problem? Is he too nice?
Yes.
Are you used to being abused?
Me?
No, she.
Right. I didn't have the best father. No.
Father?
No, she didn't have a good... She didn't have... The other relationship was not a great one, I think, is what she's saying. If I remember
all right. What I would do, caller, do you want me to tell your man what to do to help you?
Okay, but there's another thing.
What?
Well, the age is kind of worrying.
Why
me.
Why do you? Is he poor?
No, I'm not poor.
All right. Women marry for money, dear. Can he provide you with the life you like?
I'm retired, Dr. Pat. I get Social Security.
I got it. Okay, caller, how old are you?
62, Pat.
No, how old is she?
25.
25?
5.
Do you want babies?
Yes.
So he's not, you're attracted to him, but you don't want to have babies with him.
She didn't say that, Pat.
I wanna have a family, yes.
And I said okay.
Okay. So are you willing to have a family, sir?
That's right. I think I need a little time.
I understand that. She's 25. When 45. How long? What?
45.
45?
Is that correct? 45?
Yes, Pat. 45.
45. Yeah, it's hard to hear.
45. Okay. Why haven't you got your babies already, sir, miss?
I never been married, Dr. Pat. And I never wanted to have a baby by myself. I saw my sister and it's really painful.
Well...
Not that I'm talking about the having the baby, crying by yourself. I don't want to
see that. Has a doctor told you you're fertile? You're 45 years old.
No. That's why I'm like, if that's one of the things I'm like, this man asked me to marry him, but I don't know if it's going to work.
Well, it'll work if you give up your idea about having a baby.
Okay, I don't want to give it up.
All right.
I want to try. At least if he doesn't come, he doesn't come. I can live like that.
How long are you willing to date him and try to get pregnant? You've dated him 3 months. Are you willing to date him 3 more months?
No, I think they said 8 months they were together.
They were together 8 months?
Yeah, imperfect.
Have you been together 8 months?
3 months.
3 months.
Oh, three.
Will you stay together for 3 months to see if you're willing to be with him, even if you don't get pregnant? Do you mind if she gets pregnant, sir?
Not tomorrow.
Okay, so you're not willing to give her a baby for 3 months at least?
Say that. I said not tomorrow.
Okay. Are you willing to date him for 3 more months to see if you like him enough with or without a baby?
Oh, okay, Dr. Pat. So this insecurity that I feel, the little chemistry that I have can grow. I don't know. It's like...
Well, it isn't chemistry that you have a problem with. You're a 45-year-old woman who wants to have a baby. That's a bit of a problem.
Right, but he... Yes.
Dr. Pat,
What?
I love her, okay?
I understand that, but she may not be used to being loved.
But getting used to it.
Are you... Is this man the most giving man you've ever dated?
Yes.
Are you usually the mama to your men?
I was. No anymore.
Then guess what? What you're afraid of is surrendering to him as a woman.
Okay.
Would you be willing to date him for 3 more months to see if you don't feel better?
Okay, now, he gave me an engagement ring.
All right, sir, can you get an engagement ring?
He already gave it to me.
You've already got it. What else?
Yeah. I was dating him and everything was okay. He gave me the engagement ring and I started freaking out because I can see.
You know why? Because you're a man and you don't want to surrender.
Dr. Pat?
What?
I met with her family last week.
I understand that, but do you understand she's not used to being loved?
You gotta get used to it sometime.
No, you don't. She can be a spinster anytime she wants. You want to be a spinster?
I was married once before, Dr. Pat, and it was a mistake.
I understand that. She's worried about making a mistake.
I'm not making a second mistake.
I understand, but let's see what she does. Are you willing to date when you're engaged to him?
That's the problem, Dr. Pat. I don't know. Being engaged means I'm taken, and
You can't marry for a year, so this is only 6 months. If you date him 3 more months, you'll know him better 3 months more.
Okay. Should I take out the engagement?
Yes. Anytime? No, you be engaged and go to the doctor and see how fertile you are.
Can they know this, Dr. Pat? I went to gynecologist last week and they say everything looks fine, but of course I never asked the question about how fertile I am because I didn't know you can see this.
You don't know what?
Okay, they can find out. Okay, I'll do that.
Find out if your eggs are good.
Dr. Pat?
What?
I'm sitting down with my future wife. With my rabbi, and he's going to talk to us also.
You know what? I want to terminate this. I've already got her to agree to dating you 3 more months and going to a doctor. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
Whatever you do with your rabbi's fine.
He's my mentor, okay?
Fine. I'm hers. Okay?
I heard your side, and we're going to hear his side. Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thanks, callers.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Very interesting.
Yes.
That's quite a situation there.
No, it's quite normal.
Huh?
Women that are afraid of surrendering, you know, do things like, I want to have a baby, and I'm 45 years old. Where were you for the last 45 years?
We've got a caller. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Oh, yeah, I got through because that was me before.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question. A man was dating me. We only went on one date, but his behavior changed a lot in about the month we knew each other. I don't know, and I couldn't tell if he was maybe... When I met him on a plane, and he was great, got my phone number, texted me, wanted to see me immediately. We got together. There was still a ton of chemistry.
Well, what did he do that turned you off?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second. So the night I saw him, he told me he was going to take his children. He's divorced. He has 2 children. They live in North Carolina, and he flies down there.
Fine.
you know, whatever. And he said that he was going to take his kids for spring break on vacation for a week. I was fine with that.
Cut to the chase. What's the question?
Well, I mean, he went from text. He would text me, check in wherever he was and this, that, and the other. And then when he came back, he was like, I really want to see you. He asked for my availability. I gave it to him. And then he would never address the availability part. Eventually, I got to a point where I did ask. I just said, you know, I'm a little confused as to why you're asking me for my availability, but you're not following up.
Right.
And, you know, no pressure. And he basically said he acknowledged there was no excuse for it. He felt overwhelmed coming back from his trip. Would I prefer to talk on the phone or, you know, talk when we see each other? Because the texting was wearing on me. I told him it was turning me off. And I said, yeah, I would prefer that. And then he just kept texting me. So,
dear, that's a man that wants long distance strokes because he may be afraid of intimacy.
That's kind of what I suspected. Okay. And it was weird because I didn't feel good about it anymore. It felt kind of strange.
So did you say, I don't like this?
Yeah. I just politely said that I don't think this is a, you know, like for me, I wasn't
and
really
what did
feeling
he do
good
about
it.
What did
he
do?
He said, well, I can't change your mind and blah, 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 you know, if you're not feeling me. So I said, you know, thank you for understanding. And then just, this was, maybe I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. And then just yesterday he texted me. And he
what
was
did
like,
he say?
Oh, I was reading a, he goes, oh, I was reading about your company that I work for because he's in finance.
Oh, he's intimidated by you.
Oh, no. He makes way more money than I do. And I'm not a career woman.
Darling, woman I hear career. A man who wants you to chase him.
Okay. And I'm not available for that. So I just wanted to make sure.
That's right.
I was very nice
calls.
When he reached out, but I'm not
calls.
Willing to chase him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Don't chase.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Sounds great. Thank you.
Good. Sure. Okay. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, caller.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are getting close to the end of the show. I do want Sue to come back and give us a recap.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. On what's going on so everybody knows in case somebody didn't tune in time.
Hello?
Oh, somebody's on.
Oh, we have a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, they were on.
They were, but they're gone. Here today, gone tomorrow.
They may pop in, but I'll stop if they do. The book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, you can now purchase on Amazon.com. You need to find the search under the book title. It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. It comes in a soft copy and a hard copy. And I believe there's a Kindle version if you go onto the Barnes & Noble website and order it through there. That way you'll get it instantly via email or whatever they do.
The Kindle download. Right, the Kindle link, exactly.
So if you're out of the country, you don't pay for the shipping and the time. It would take you weeks to get it. And we have all the seminars. You can go to our website, drpatallen.com. It's got links to all of her seminars, products she has for sale, and also if you want to schedule a private appointment with her, either in the LA or office, Orange County, Newport Beach, or she does it via telephone.
Which means you don't have to be in the area.
Yeah. If you don't get in, you know, I know people listen to the calls here and they're sometimes intimidated to call in with their questions. You can always schedule a 15-minute phone appointment and have your question answered.
Plus, we have the upcoming classes, which are limited to 6 people. You can find out about those on www.drpatallen.com or directly at oneistore.com. We have our upcoming Monday night relationship show and our Wednesday night relationship show coming in the first weeks of April. More information about that at www.drpatallen.com. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter so you would be the first people to know things like the fact that we have a new book out, which is awesome.
We send it out once a month at the beginning of the month. When you do sign up, you get a free recording of Lifetime of Love, the first audio set. It's about 20 minutes worth of information on masculine and feminine energy. If you've not received a a newsletter and you think you have been on it, go back in and sign up again and make sure you click on the accept our link so that you joined in on our newsletter. You have to accept it.
Right. That'll come in an email.
Yeah.
So make sure you watch for it. If it doesn't come in your regular inbox, make sure you check your spam mailbox.
Because you have to okay that to be added to our newsletter.
Awesome. Pat, what have you got to say before we say goodbye?
What I've got to say is my motto. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by your willingness to make commitments and keep them.
Exactly. Thanks, everybody. Once you get that book, make sure you go back and give us a review. It would mean the world to us. Follow us on Facebook. Tweet with us. Give us your one up on Google Plus. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.